The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening to The Commuters.
There are two types of commuters.
Only two?
Okay, fine. Music people, nappers, overthinkers.
And the ones just staring into nothing.
Which one are you today?
Change the meaning of being a commuter.
This is Rocio and Serena,
and you're listening to The Commuters.
Welcome back to The Commuters, the podcast about TMU life, one bus ride at a time. I'm Rocio.
And I'm Serena, and if you're new here, we're two cousins and full-time commuters figuring out how to balance school, home, and everything in between.
This podcast is where we talk about the real side of life on the go, from daily routines to the moments that shape how we think, feel, and move through the city.
And in today's episode, we're getting into something we all experience, but don't always talk about. What actually goes on in our heads during the commute.
Okay, so I'm actually really excited about today's episode because we really get to talk about the different mindsets someone might have on the commute, right? Because you can either be someone who always listens to music or scrolls, naps, or maybe overthinks a lot or zones out, you know? So we're going to dive deeper into each of those and expand our thoughts on how we feel about them. Okay, why don't we start with talking about music mode? I feel like that's a pretty popular mode between us and some of our commuter friends as well. How do you feel about that?
Well, like you said, music is a big part in everyone's commute, and especially with like your mood, right?
100%. Like I was saying that too. I feel like you listen to the music you want depending on how you're feeling that day. Like this morning, I was listening to Adele. Like it's just how I was feeling, right?
Yearning to go back to sleep.
Yes, but then like in the evenings, usually I catch myself just listening to more upbeat, like pop music, current pop hits, right? I just feel like it depends on how you're feeling or how school was too, right?
Yeah, and also I feel like it could go both ways, right? You're either listening to music depending on your mood, mm-hmm. or it's the other way. You're choosing the music you want to feel that day. You're setting the yes. tone for your day.
Yes.
If you wake up kind of tired or in a bad mood, you might want to listen to more upbeat, high frequency songs. Yeah. And I think that can really change the trajectory of your day.
No, I totally agree with that. Like sometimes I feel like, let's say I'm in a really, I don't know, like sleepy mood, I tend to want to listen to like those songs that you just want to like blast out and like
those singing in the shower songs.
Blurting out. Wait.
Blurting?
No, what are they called?
Belting.
Belting.
There you go. You're the singer.
Yeah, I think I'm half asleep, okay? Anyways, I lost my train. I'm really tired today. So today's like napping mode for me. But yeah, I just feel when I'm really tired, I want to listen to like those belting out songs. Mm-hmm. And that kind of sets my tone and mood for the day. Yeah, I don't know about you.
Yeah, in the morning, I really like listening to like upbeat. Mm-hmm. I really like listening to like salsa. I promise this isn't a Nati Peluso fan podcast,
but like it is.
Her new album, guys, in the
it's
morning.
So good.
Oh my gosh, it's literally the
it's
best.
So good. I always It'll listen to instantly. That album on my way to work Sunday mornings.
Yes.
Always.
It'll instantly put you in a yeah. good mood.
You
I
know
love
which
it.
Song? Which song do you listen to first?
Malbordada.
Oh, okay. That's which the one second one. The first oh. one I always put is
Acabacho. Yes, wait, I was about to say yeah. that. No, I was about to. Yeah. I was gonna say that. I was like, actually, maybe Acabacho.
Yes, because it like starts in like a kind of like sneaky way, and then like the beat drops and you're like, okay, you start like moving yes. in the car. Yes.
And I feel like I say this every episode, but go listen to it. Do yourself a favor.
Yes. Yes. If you take anything from this podcast, no, just kidding. Go listen to her album. No, we already said this. Like, we should start a whole other podcast about her songs.
No, literally.
And just talking about them.
Literally, I can go on forever.
We're hardcore fans.
I think another thing of like music, it's kind of funny. It's like those things people say, you'll see like TikToks or reels or whatever about it, how people are like looking out the window, romanticizing their commute.
Yes. No, but like, don't
you're
lie.
In a music video.
Don't lie. You do that, right?
Oh, I've done
okay,
that.
I
we all do that.
Too.
Are you kidding?
Like, yeah.
I'm going to try to make the best out of my commute.
Yes. You also, especially if like you're not having a good day, like yeah. you want to hype yourself up a little bit.
Exactly.
Sometimes I'm on the train and I'm listening to like a song and I'm listening to music and like that one song comes on and you're like, oh my God, like who am I right now? Have fun. Have fun on your commute.
Make life more whimsical.
Yes. I'm like half asleep today, which brings us to our next mode.
Nap mode.
I'm like you last week. Like, I sound like I have the concussion now.
Yeah, you're concussed now.
I have slurred speech. If you go listen to our last episode, you'll understand why we're saying slurred yes. speech incorrectly.
Are you a big napper when you're commuting?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Okay, it depends the day. Like, for example, yesterday, I napped all the way on my way back.
Oh, that's nice.
Just because I have a very long day. I'm here from 12 to 9 p.m. Always on the way back. Never on the way there, I nap. I feel like I'm more awake.
Yeah, on the way there. On the way. Like, just woke up. Maybe had coffee. Here.
Yeah.
And I find it so satisfying when you wake up right before your stop. And you're like, I just had the best nap.
Yes.
I woke up perfectly for my stop and I didn't have to like sit there during my commute.
But that always happens to me.
It's like, so weird.
You know when you're at the point like you're about to fall asleep and you're like, no, I'm not going to fall asleep. And you wake up in like panic and you're like, shoot, like where am I? And then you're like, oh my gosh, my stop is next. Like how does my brain do that?
Literally, it's like when you're little and you're driving home late at night after like a family get together or whatever. And your dad turns or your
and you pretend
mom.
You're asleep.
And you turn on your street and you just know. You
yes.
just know. And you open your eyes and you're like, oh, I'm here. Now I have to get out of the car.
No, but
or,
I pretend
no,
I'm
so
asleep.
True. Pretend you're asleep. I still do that. No.
Wow. No, I'm just... good. It's all your parents.
They have to pick me up and carry me in.
Oh.
No. That would be nice.
Are you someone who naps a lot on your commute back?
Okay, well, I'm not a big napper in general.
Uh-oh.
Only if I slept like 2 hours, I'll like fall asleep on the couch or something.
Yeah.
But I'm never like, oh, I'm going to take a nap. Because
mm-hmm.
I really hate the feeling of waking up after a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can never fall asleep. But on my commute, that's the only place I nap. So I won't nap at home, but I'll fall asleep on the subway, which is kind of dangerous. To be honest,
yeah.
I'm lucky my stop is the last one. So if I fall asleep,
it's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I think the rhythm of the subway, the ambience, like
yes.
everything is just like the perfect place to just fall asleep.
Have you ever woken up from a nap on like the subway or the train and like your neck was like contracted or something?
Yes. I thought you were going to say something else though. There's
what?
Times where I'll wake up from a nap and the person in front of me is just like staring at me.
Oh my God. That's
I'm like,
fall
what?
Asleep and like, okay, we all do this. Like, my mouth was like kind of open, okay? And I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, like, where am I right now? Like, did I miss my stop? And I just see the person in front of me like looking at me and then looking away really fast. And I'm like, okay, you fall asleep so I can look at you now
yeah,
like that.
Like creep. But like, there's times where like, you know when you just feel someone staring at
yes,
you?
Yes, and you wake up.
And they're just staring at me.
Yeah.
And so I close my eyes. This happened one time. It was so creepy because the person would not stop looking. So I was like closing my eyes and I opened my eyes and this person in front of me, this man, was just staring at me. I'm like,
hello.
Okay. So he looks away. And then I go back to sleep. And then I wake up again. He's staring at me again. And I'm like, I kind of look at him with a little bit of like a confused face. I'm like, what
yeah.
are you doing?
Do I have something on
yeah.
my face?
And then he looks away. So then I wake up a third time and he's still looking. So I gave him a dirty look and I pull my hood over my face because I'm like, why are you staring at me? So I put it like down to my nose. That day I had a big like hoodie on.
Yeah.
No, but like that's the only reason I don't like sleeping on the subway sometimes because people are just like staring. But
mm-hmm.
I'll only nap if I have a big hood to put over my face.
I love that. I feel like on the train, everyone's just sleeping. Like sometimes I'll wake up and I see everyone asleep.
That's so true.
Because it's really quiet too, right? Especially like later in the day and everyone's coming back from work.
Yeah, it's like being rocked to sleep.
Yeah. Oh yeah, literally. It's like a baby.
Okay, well, I guess we can move on to our next mode, which is scroll mode.
Oh, you'll definitely find me doing that.
In the mornings.
On the subway. Especially, oh yeah, you can't because of the service.
Although now there's more service at like Finch to, is it York Mills? Yeah, I think York Mills.
Yes.
There's signal all the way through.
Oh.
And that's like a really long
improvement.
Stop. Yeah, we're slowly getting one stop at a time, unlocking levels.
I love that. Yeah, but I usually am like scrolling on my phone on the way to my commute. I mean, oh my, I'm so asleep. On my way to school, I feel like
on your way to your commute.
On the way to my commute. I feel like just coming back home, that's where I'm more sleepy. So I'm usually napping or just in my own world. But on my way to school, yeah, I'm usually like just scrolling or messaging my friends, calling. Yeah.
Yeah, especially because like, you know when you're like scrolling on TikTok or Instagram and the time flies by?
Yes.
So the same thing applies to when you're commuting. I want that to happen.
I just want to get downtown.
Yeah. So I just want it to like go by faster, and I find scrolling on TikTok or Instagram really helps. One thing I've done recently, I don't know if it falls under scroll mode. Maybe it was more with the music.
That's fine.
But listening to podcasts.
Mm.
They make your time go by way faster.
Especially because it's just you and your own thoughts on your commute. So it's like listening to someone else speaking about a certain topic that might interest you. I feel like that's very uplifting and like makes your time go by fast.
Yeah. And it's like having a conversation with other people or like talking to people, right?
To the people because, that aren't there.
Yeah. And when you're listening to people talking, you can't really like wander off into your
exactly.
thoughts and like,
yeah,
like you were saying before, like spiral mm-hmm. into your thoughts. Because when you're listening to music, I feel like that gives you more space. It's like creating a space for you to just like be in your own
yes.
thoughts.
No, I agree.
But podcasts, you're listening to what they're saying and you're like engaged in that.
You're right? Like, I want to know what happens next.
Yeah.
I want to know what you have to say next, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I feel like when you're scrolling on TikTok or on your phone, you just blink and you're at your stop.
It's like the distraction on your commute, right?
Yeah.
So like you're not thinking about other things or like assignments. I feel like especially now that we're heading to like the end of our semester, a lot of overthinking can happen.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Right?
Just thinking about everything you have to do.
What do I have to do next?
Exactly.
What's on my to-do list?
And, and I think that's one thing we all have to kind of just like learn how to do better. Because
yes.
I always tell myself like the biggest thing is when I'm stressing or if someone I know is stressing, I'm always thinking in the moment, sometimes you can't do anything about it. And you kind of just have to like brush it off because you're just going to keep stressing yourself out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're on the subway, you're not going to, unless you're going to pull out your laptop and find a way to do the work.
I don't think that's possible on the subway.
Yeah, exactly. Just try to distract yourself and do something else because it's not going to help you stressing and spiraling over all these things you have to do.
Take it one step at a time.
Yeah.
But sometimes we might not be thinking about assignments and like everything we have to do, right? We might have other random thoughts.
One might say commuter thoughts. Not shower thoughts, but commuter thoughts.
Singing in the shower.
And sometimes that can be really fun. Like, what are some commuter thoughts you'd say you have sometimes? Like those random...
Random thoughts? I don't know. I just think about like things that I want to tell my friends sometimes. Like those random like, oh, I have a story I have to tell my friend. Or like, sometimes I'm thinking about like what other people are thinking too.
No, same. Like, I love like people watching.
Now we're the creeps
staring at people sleeping.
I didn't want to sound like a creep.
I was like waiting.
That's why I was like looking at you like, I don't want to sound like a creep, but like sometimes thinking about what other people are thinking or like, this sounds so bad, like creating like a story about
this one person. About to say that. My dad and me always do this. Like in the
car. Where do you think this person is going?
No, literally, like we'll be in the car and you see someone like walking on the street or talking to someone and we'll just start like making up a conversation. So we'll say what we think they're saying.
Yeah.
Just to make stuff a little like more fun. You know?
My gosh, we've done this before. I remember we were on the subway once and I think there was like a couple, like a few meters away, and it looked like they were arguing.
Oh my gosh, we
might get canceled. But like, we were like, what do you think like they're arguing about? And like we started like pretending we were arguing. But you know what, at the end of the day, that is a strategy and just a way that makes you forget about those deeper thoughts that might make you anxious. And like, hey, these are random thoughts that allow you to have fun. And like, you forget about all that, you know?
Yeah.
So you know what?
Start doing that more, guys.
No, it's not weird.
Start people watching like creeps.
Okay. People watching in a non-creepy way.
Please, please like, don't like stare at people when they're sleeping. That's
In a non-creepy way.
I don't think there's a non-creepy way.
I'm trying to find the words.
Yeah, guys, on the subway today, I looked at someone. I was just playing out a conversation I thought they might be having.
But genuinely, like, sometimes you look at someone and you're like, oh, I wonder what they're going to do after this. I don't know. I don't know how to explain
it. What's the word? Why was I going to say somber? Sonder.
Sonder.
That's why somber.
Let's get somber here.
Yeah, it's like Sonder, like so many people going to so many places at once and like the same route, and it kind of just makes you think.
Yeah, like where's everyone dispersing?
Yeah. Or like something that's crazy that happens to me sometimes is in the morning, I'll see someone in the same subway car as me.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the way back, I'll see the same person. This one time I was like, am I being followed? But like, no.
You're the creep, not them. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. I was following them.
And I feel like you get to learn like who kind of commutes with you, like your fellow commuter buddies.
You see the same people sometimes.
But you don't know anything about them.
Yeah, you know nothing. But
you just like smile and nod at them. It's like, hey, I know you.
I know your whole life story. I made it up
Yeah. But yeah, and I know we talked about like sometimes we might overthink like bad things, I guess, but sometimes having random thoughts, and I know we talked about this, like can actually develop like ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I find myself on the train and I'll randomly like text you. I'm like, oh my God, like I just came up with like the coolest thing, or like, oh my God, like I just like realized we could do something a better way. Right. Like, I feel like if you're alone in your own thoughts, your creativity can spark.
Spark.
Oh, sparks.
Oh. Hinting at her practicum project. Yes. But then on the other side, sometimes you're just in that like existing mode, that like nothing going on in your head.
Like I've no thoughts. Yeah. You're just staring into space.
Just vibes. And I think that's okay too if you like that.
Maybe that's your way of just like relaxing, right?
No, but yeah, I feel like during the day, at school, at home, like you're doing stuff constantly and you're always moving at a fast pace. And that time to just sit there and like almost like a meditative state is
that's what I'm saying. Like
a perfect time for like mental health and just like recharge yourself almost.
I feel like that's necessary sometimes.
100%.
You know? Because then you just have yourself thinking all these different things. So I feel like having that moment of like nothingness is a vibe.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, yeah, it helps you, it, like you're saying, like a meditation mode, it, sort of.
Yeah.
Right? Did you hear that
sound? Wait, guys, what is that?
I think I know what that is.
It's Station Break.
Woo! It's back. We're back with Station Breaks. For those of you who don't know, Station Break is just a little game that we like to do before we end our podcast episode. So, Serena, tell us what our game is today.
For today's game, we're going to have a scenario, and we both have to decide what mode we would be in that situation.
Based on the ones that we talked about today.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm excited.
Let's get started.
Okay.
Okay, guys, first scenario, you wake up late, rush out the door, and barely make it to the train. That's Rocio every single day.
No, it's not.
Don't lie. Don't lie.
That's you.
Do not lie.
That's you. Oh, I have to take another Uber today because I missed my bus.
You know what? I haven't taken an Uber in so long.
Pause. Guys, she took one today.
No.
I'm always on time for my train.
Wait, let's talk about you. You take... You take Uber. You had to take an Uber all the way down.
But anyways, we're going off track here.
Yeah, we only went through one. We haven't even answered.
So say it again.
So you wake up late, rush out the door, and barely make the train. When this happens, I usually take like a few minutes to like put my headphones in and sit and like put myself together to get into a mode.
Oh, I'm overthinking. I'm the think mode here. What can I say?
As soon as I start my commute, I put in my AirPods and listen to music because, like, I hate just, like, sitting there having to walk in silence.
Yeah,
or whatever,
but if I miss the train.
But if I, yeah, oh, well.
No, that one day, for example, that I was just explaining where I had to Uber all the way down here, I was overthinking every little thing, right? Like,
what have I done in my life to get to this
not
point,
like that.
Spending $50 on the Uber.
Okay, but to be fair, it wasn't my fault. I got there 20 minutes early.
Yeah.
That's how insane. Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay. Well, I guess my mode would be
music.
Music, because I'm trying to, like, mm-hmm. relax myself.
Okay.
And get out of that rushed mode. Okay, next one. It's raining, you have a window seat, and everything feels kind of slow.
Ooh.
Adele.
Music mode. Yeah, you read my mind.
Music
that,
mode.
That, like, movie, like, character moment where it's, like, raining and Adele's playing in the back.
Yeah. Or nap mode, honestly.
Mm.
If, like, everything is just, like, silent, quiet, mm-hmm. it's raining, I feel like that's the perfect nap scenario.
Depends what time of day it is for me.
That's true.
Yeah. But, yeah, music mode.
Next one is, it's packed, no one is talking, just quiet and awkward. So, like, rush hour, when everyone's standing up. If you're, like,
oh,
crammed
my God,
in
I hate that.
The car, like, what are you doing there?
Honestly, if I have enough space to bring out my phone, scroll mode. If not, just, like, existing mode. Honestly, I feel like that's when.
I feel like music mode is almost all of them because I'm always listening to music.
Yeah.
But it's a combination in this case of
both.
Existing, just being there because I'm like, I want this to be over.
Yes.
I hate this. I can't nap. I can't, like, scroll on my phone. I can't move. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And people are just, like, their arm is in front of your face because they're holding on to the pole. Like, it's just, I hate it.
Uncomfortable mode, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
That's not one of them, but, like,
angry mode. I just want to get home.
Yeah.
Next scenario is you're exhausted, your brain is fried, and you just want to be home.
Nap mode.
Yeah, nap mode. Next one is you brought work to do, opened it, and immediately lost motivation.
Scroll mode.
I was gonna say same thing. Like, I'd probably get distracted
and
be like, you know what, let me just scroll for 5 minutes.
Turns into like 40.
Yeah. Or if, like, I have to do the work, I'll put on, like, motivational music.
Okay, that was our station break for today. We hope you guys liked that game. And hey, maybe you were responding with us. Maybe you had similar thoughts or different thoughts. Let us know.
Okay. I have a question to kind of wrap up mm-hmm. this episode. Would you lose something if you didn't commute anymore?
Patience. No, actually. That's a really, like, deep question, girl. I have to think about it. Let me think.
Like, I feel like if that's your time to meditate and just be with your own thoughts, if that's the only time you have, then you're going to be losing that,
patience.
Right? Yeah.
I feel like that idea of being with yourself and, like, having that moment to yourself, you kind of lose that. And I feel like we were saying, like, you need that time in your life to sit down and just have that moment to yourself. So I feel like that would be kind of sad to lose. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's your time.
Mm-hmm.
And although it's like, if you're taking the subway and sometimes you don't like commuting,
mm-hmm.
yeah, okay, that'd be nice. But it's your time to just, like, sit there, be with yourself. It's, you're not being forced to do anything. It's not like, oh, why am I sitting here doing nothing? I should be cleaning. I should be doing work. I should be planning what I'm doing tomorrow, right? It's just time where you're not being pressured to be doing anything, right?
But it forces you to be with yourself.
Exactly.
Right? So, not force you to do things, but be with yourself.
Yeah. And I think, although some people hate it,
mm-hmm.
it's really necessary.
It's a good thing to have. Yeah, 100%. But yeah, that's a good way to end the episode off, because I feel like that kind of sums up everything we kind of talked about today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next episode.